Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyway, it's graduation season, John.
It is, and graduation season right now, it includes, we always have the high school graduations, and I'll get to that in a moment because I just had another high school graduate, but graduation season includes graduating from preschool, graduating from kindergarten, graduating from fifth grade, eighth grade, high school, college. I never went to grad school, so maybe it's grad school too. I don't know. But there are so many graduations at this time of the year. It's just way overdone. And now high school graduations. I don't know when this all changed because for my high school graduation, and I'm not a big graduation guy. So when I graduated from Michigan, I didn't go. I didn't walk. I didn't do the cap and gown. No, it was just, hey, thanks. Send me my diploma. I'm moving on.
Yeah, but you're like a big, proud Michigan guy. You wouldn't want to walk across stage, have your moment.
No, I mean, I graduated. So 4.5 years, I graduated in December. So it was inside one. And you had the ability to come back in the spring and do the big one in the big house. But yeah, it just, graduations for me aren't the thing.
Okay.
But for high school graduations, now we had a graduation party.
Sure.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I mean, they're events. They've become events. And it's for graduation, you have the clap out.
The clap out?
Oh yeah.
What's that?
It's so it's with the
that
seniors.
Sounds like an abstinence only program.
Yes. When the seniors, or if you are again graduating from middle from elementary school, going to high school, or you're leaving a school and going to the next one. Everyone is supposed to gather around while you parade through the school and they all
clap out.
Is that just students or are parents invited to that too?
Oh, parents are.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Thing. Oh,
so
okay.
This is one of those things where, like, if you can't show up, like, there's a lot of these things that I can't show up to. Jack's eighth grade graduation is going to be at 9 a.m.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I happened to be busy at that time.
You had the day off to go to it?
No. And so it's like, those are the type of things. I'm like, why, how did we get to this point where not only are we celebrating, to me, very common events, but when did we start to then take it to the next level where you have the clap out? And then there's this one ceremony and it's at school, but then there's another ceremony
like at a banquet hall or something?
At a banquet hall. There are literally 4 to 5 things for seniors in high school that parents are, quote unquote, expected to go to. And if you don't, you kind of feel like, well, you know,
are you supporting your kid?
You're not supporting your child. It's so overdone.
So the high school graduation is the rite of passage into adulthood, whatever that looks like. You're going to college, you're going to the workforce, you're going to go into the service, but it is like a real shift in your life. Do I think graduating high school in and of itself is all that impressive? No, unless you have extenuating circumstances. You have a tough home life or, you know, you're a terrible student and it really was difficult. But for most people, graduating high school is show up, do the bare minimum, get your diploma.
Yeah.
What I don't get is celebrating like fifth grade graduation or eighth grade graduation. We're going to a new building with lockers now. I don't know.
And literally the clap out for fifth grade, it's you know, you're standing outside and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And, and then you wait some more. And then all of a sudden they come out and you clap. Hey, great. Now, where are we going to lunch? It's so overdone. And so, the same thing with.
But I wonder how the students feel about it, because to them, it may be a much bigger deal. I get it's hard to get off work.
Why are we even making it that big of a deal? All right, you graduated fifth grade.
I mean, I remember those moments. To me, when my parents were there, I remember walking over this teeny tiny wooden bridge when I graduated kindergarten. Like, and my mom has the photos. Like, it's something I do remember. So maybe it is a much bigger deal to these children or the young adults.
We're propagating the
something they accomplished. Let's celebrate
celebrating
that.
So we're
still,
would you go from first grade to second grade, third grade to fourth grade? I mean, I'm just asking you. I don't have kids. I mean, would you celebrate going from third to fourth grade?
Not third to fourth grade, but
Why not?
Going to the different school is a shift in their life. It's something they're changing. Let's celebrate. I'm all about celebrating anything. So I'm not there yet, John. My kids are not there yet. So I don't know all the ins and outs like you're going through.
But then it feels like we're setting the kids up that every single thing that they do in life, like there's going to now be somebody should celebrate this for me.
I don't think that we're setting them up for that. But I think graduating from where you're going to go from elementary to middle school. Like I remember celebrating it. I have a charm bracelet. My dad got me a charm to go on my charm bracelet when I was graduating from middle school to high school. Like those were things we celebrated even back when I was doing those things. I don't know.
Twitch, it says Heather just looking for a reason to day drink.
Oh God!
Someone did ask that on Ticket Text. They said, "What is the policy on alcohol when it comes to these events?" You probably shouldn't get slobbed.
They're small, little events,
so
but that can have a big impact on the children.
Also on Twitch, kindergarten. Yeah, but I don't know what's the impact we want to have on children. Kindergarten and fifth grade graduation was made for moms to have an excuse to take pictures.
Okay, let's do it. I love photos too. I'm all for that. The more pictures, the better.
John, what is your question? Is this overkill?
Is this overkill? Are we over celebrating just everyday events?
No.
And okay, you don't graduate from fifth grade to middle school every day, but this seems to me to be just overkill.
When we graduated middle school, we had like a little pizza party, and then I walked home at the end of the day. It was like just any other, you know what I mean? Like now we're going to high school.
I remember the last day of middle school. We went out in downtown Rochester. We walked.
Partying.
Like, yeah. I mean, how old are you?
Day drinking.
You're 13, 12.
Yeah. That's when it started.
12 or 13 years old, right? Like, what can you do? But we went out to eat downtown. I remember doing something.
Shirley Temple's on the house. Let's go.
Stop. It wasn't like that, you guys.
You know, kids have a significant event at 16. They get their license. Why don't I have a driver's license party?
Well, some people do a sweet 16.
Yeah, they call that paying for insurance.
Talking graduation season. John, you threw it out there. You think there's an overkill?
Yes.
All the celebrations from your kindergarten graduation to your fifth grade graduation to your middle school graduation, high school, college, all of it.
Yeah, it's an over-celebration.
Heather, you love celebrations.
Well, I like celebrations too. Don't get me wrong.
Anything wrong with it. I don't know about if you need five celebrations for one high school graduation. That maybe is where the overkill comes from, but I don't see the problem with celebrating events, life events.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's throw a bumping shindig. Why not?
Where it's really going to hit us as a family is Ellie will be graduating high school the same year, as long as Lucy stays on track, which after her freshman year, hey, nice job, Lucy, high fives. She did great. She should be on track to graduate the same time. And then Ruby will be graduating, hopefully, at the same time. Hopefully, Jack is graduating. A lot of hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be the same
Fingers
time.
Fingers crossed.
Yep. Yes.
A couple ticket texts. Come on, John. There's nothing wrong with celebrating closing a chapter of your life and moving to a new chapter. And another one says, you're a weirdo, Jansen. Kindergarten and fifth grade graduations have been happening for the last 40 years.
Okay, I don't remember preschool graduation or kindergarten graduation.
You don't
graduation.
Remember kindergarten graduation? I remember it. I don't know why.
Do I remember? I don't. I most of the time I go home and I don't even remember what we talk about on the show, let alone what happened when I was 6 years old.
Oh, I remember it. Parts of it. I don't remember all of it.
A lot of hits to the head.
Glad you said it so we didn't have to. No. Texter says, congrats, you did what you're supposed to do.
Yes. That's my take. Yeah,
and the first graduation ceremony should be high school. Anything else is overkill and insignificant.
Yeah. And I'm okay with high school graduation. But it's the overkill of all the different events that circle around it. It just feels like it's completely everything has to be taken to another level. And then I don't succumb to the, well, because everyone else is doing it, we have to do it.
But then you're the parents that aren't doing it. You're
right.
Not the cool parents or the supportive parents.
Right.
Anyway, there's a lot of comparing. Wayne, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today?
Good. You're laughing already.
I am. Well, there's a lot of things going through the mind. It's like celebrating birthdays. Congratulations, you survived another year. Here we go, another one going. But in the celebrations have kind of two points. As a teacher, it's a celebration, yes, of what you accomplished, but it's also an end point saying, okay, this is over, time to move on. Fifth grade clap out, for example. That's a lot of kids moving from one building to another and, you know, not going to be seeing these teachers that they've grown up with that have helped take care of them, raise them, and things like that. And it's just a way for everyone to also say goodbye. So high school, you know, the senior days, sports and stuff. I think celebrations really do play an important part in these kids moving on in different areas of their life.
Okay, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Goodbye for the teachers.
Yeah, okay, goodbye for the teachers. But then why is everybody expected to be there, the entire family, when they actually exit the building? You're not moving on from our house. Maybe that's why there's a celebration for graduating high school, because you're moving out! Time's up!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Kent in Ohio, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. You know, as I was sitting here thinking, I know the reason for it. It's the number. I tell you what, if you go back in time, I bet you the correlation between all this pomp and circumstance and all these celebrations is when the average family went from about six kids to about 2.5. Because now these people with two kids, three kids, one kid, they got much more time on their hands than families like mine. I have six kids. I chose to have six kids, so I have to live in that. And when you go to all these celebrations, I mean, dude, I could take countless days off of work or mornings off just to go to these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really unbelievable, and it's exhausting because I could have a kid graduating college and a kid graduating high school in the same year.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, and back in the day, when in the 80s, most of the people I lived around all had, you know, five, six, seven kids. I don't remember graduating kindergarten, first grade. That stuff actually did not happen in my school. And, you know, everybody had a bunch of kids. But I guarantee you, when the 90s, 2000s come, everybody has 2.5, and parents have much more time on their hands to be able to spread the wealth and have more events. Because now they got to fill their lives with something. And I'm not dismissing having, you know, one or two kids, because actually I think that's wise. And I actually tell my kids to do it, because now it's just too expensive to have six, seven kids. But I bet you that's the reason. And it also feels like in the sports world, everybody gets a trophy, everybody gets an award, and it seems like we're just codifying our society like that, and everything seems to be a little bit more soft. And I actually agree with you on that point, John, and I agree with you on very little.
Oh,
he's from Ohio, so
hey, that's okay. Hey,
John, we're the same, but we're like different. I mean, we're polar opposites, kind of like a parabola. We're both going up, you know, in the same arc, the same points, but just in different, negatives, positives.
There you go. I'm okay with that. We could have a healthy discussion some debates.
This one's addressed to Heather. The question is, are these celebrations for the kids or are they really for the adults?
A little bit of both.
Says if we celebrate each and everything, it can trivialize the things that actually are significant. Stephen Livonia.
Well, I don't think you need to celebrate everything, you guys. I'm not saying you celebrate every... Oh, you went pee on the potty! You're gonna get a party! Like, I'm not... Like, don't celebrate everything.
Oh, I'm a big fan of being out of diapers.
Okay. Yes, but every time she pees on the potty, am I going to celebrate? Like, throw a party? There are certain things to celebrate. I do think there's certain things that are okay to celebrate. I'm not saying you celebrate every single little teeny tiny accomplishment.
And that's the question, like, where is the line? So, like, you're cool with the kindergarten, fifth, and high school.
Yes.
That's a fair... Okay.
Yes.
Those are milestones to you that you want to celebrate and think your kids should celebrate.
I think it's more, to me, in my... Not that there's anything wrong with those. If you want to do it, that's fine. But I think they should be reserved so that they are special for life-changing moments. Graduating high school, I don't agree with six different events, but it should be marked because it is a major life event. Whether you're going into the workforce, you are going to college, to me, that's a major event.
Okay.
But why don't we celebrate college graduations the way that we celebrate high school graduations? Because that's an even bigger event. It's more rare.
I actually completely agree with you on that. I think college graduations should be celebrated differently than they are. I mean, I didn't really celebrate mine at all. I went out and got dinner afterward.
We went out and got dinner. Yeah.
Now, Greg, it seems like we've touched a nerve with you there. You're doing more than just the normal talking to yourself. You're angry.
Scowling. Well, regarding that, like, I just think we've had a lot of complaint radio this morning, quite frankly. And I think there's coming up again at 8:30. Secondly, I'm with Heather. It's okay to celebrate your kids, right? Like, that's where I'm with that. John, if you're upset with the number of events that you have to go to, it's okay to set boundaries. And it's okay to say, can't do it, working. And that's okay. And if you are anticipating negative responses from people about how they will perceive you.
Well, I don't care.
That's great. That's great. That's their emotions that they have to worry about.
Sure. Yeah.
It's okay to set boundaries about what we go and go not and not to go to.
I guess my major concern is setting up our kids to be celebrating moments, too many moments. And then the real big moments, like a high school or a college graduation or a wedding or things of that nature that really should be celebrated don't seem as special.
I don't think we're doing that.
Okay.
In terms of the accusation, we're doing too much complaint radio. I can promise you we won't be complaining about the Tigers at 7:50 this
no.
morning. There is a lot to talk about with them.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.